Geek Radio Daily for finally Friday, January 15th, 2010. All the geek without the wait coming at you right here and now on a weekend. Did I say weekend?
Weekend.
Yes, indeed. Weekend. That means some of us have to deal with, very angsty, meddlesome, bratty kids all week. And, well, sometimes you have to take that Friday attitude adjustment to them. So says the Flintstress.
Caning works. About time we did a little more of it right.
Damn right.
Sue Sylvester's got some good ideas.
She does. Sometimes they're just a little wacky and crazy. Just like me, Billy Flynn.
I don't know. I mean, does anyone really pay attention to radio anymore?
No, not really.
I do.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you. Sweet of you to say that. Welcome to Friday, which means, of course, we'll take a look at what new movies are coming on out, your geekified news, all that fun stuff is happening. But first, what happened before?
On this day in 1780, the Continental Congress established the Court of Appeals.
Oh, ooh. 1797, the top hat was first worn by John Etherington in London.
How do you go about proving something like that?
Well, apparently, right? It was designed specifically for him.
Mm. In 1861, the steam elevator was patented by Elijah Otis.
That just seems like it would not be a comfortable ride, you know? Steam powered? Okay, fine. 1870, the first cartoon to use the donkey as a symbol for the Democratic Party appeared in Harper's Weekly. Drawn by Thomas Nast, it was called A Live Jackass Kicking a Dead Lion. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Okay. In 1892, the rules of basketball, devised by James Naismith, were first printed in The Triangle, a newspaper in Springfield, Massachusetts.
1919, this is my favorite true thing that ever happened. 2.3 million gallons of crude molasses erupted from a breached storage tank in a 30-foot-high wave in Boston, killing 21 and injuring 150 people, explaining why the Patriots are the way they are.
Oh.
Sam.
In 1927, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences was founded in Hollywood, California.
1943, the Pentagon, a place I used to work, opened in Arlington, Virginia. That's right, folks. It's not in D.C. It's in Arlington, Virginia, across the street from the mall.
Well, in D.C. is the Supreme Court, and unfortunately in 1951, well, they curbed the freedom of speech, ruling clear and present danger of incitement to riot is cause for arrest. I guess I could sort of see that.
Yeah, well, that's why they made a video game about it. 1974, testimony of the White House tapes, the Watergate scandal. They found out there was 18 and a half minutes just missing. Ooh.
Also in 1974, the premiere of Happy Days.
Sunday. But no, they used to use the really good theme song, Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock Around the Clock. 75, Space Mountain opened in Disneyland.
In 1977, the Coneheads debuted on SNL.
1983, Thomas Siles of Van Nuys, California, set a world record by keeping a single Lifesaver candy intact in his mouth for 7 hours and 10 minutes.
I could never do that. No patience.
No, come on. How could you do that?
In 2001, Wikipedia was launched.
Wikipedia. Well, happy birthday to you, Wikipedia. And happy birthday going out to Eddie Cahill. He's 32. That's Detective Flack from CSI New York. Remember him?
Nope.
You remember Flack?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow.
There you go.
You want to feel old?
Sure.
Roseanne Sorrentino is 42. She was Pepper in Annie.
Not going to make me feel old because I can't stand that movie. So
yeah, but she was a little kid.
Okay, it's fine. Whatever. Ernie Reyes Jr. is 38. He was Zing in Rush Hour 2. He was Ty in The Last Dragon. He was in Teenage Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze. He was a little kid there.
Chad Lowe is 42.
He was in Sidekicks. Sorry.
He was. Oh, okay. Sorry, you were still excited. I didn't realize. Yeah. That was Chad Lowe turned 42.
Mario Van Peebles, 53. You might know him as Malcolm X and Ali, but I knew him from the Mario Van Peebles show, which was on NBC and was fantastic and got canceled ahead of its time. NBC sucks, by the way.
Hmm.
Just thought I'd mention that.
Any other ones that you had?
Tom Nolan, 62. Vance and Pretty Woman. Dennis Taylor in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He was Dennis Taylor, the guy that got Judge Reinhold fired. I mean, Andrew Martin, 63. Original cast member of SCTV. This would have been the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., born in 1929, and Lloyd Bridges, 1913, no longer with us. By this time, my lungs were aching for air. Makes sense if you're an MST guy, which I am, but it's not on TV tonight.
Well, CBS brings us Ghost Whisperer, Medium, and Numbers.
Yay. Over on NBC, you get a new Super Nanny, Shark Tank, in 2020.
I think that's actually ABC.
ABC.
NBC has Law & Order, Dateline NBC, and Jay Leno's show While It Lasts.
And Jay Jackass, yes. Fox has apparently a new episode of Dollhouse. I thought it was done. It's not.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. One more
chance. We've got them on our DVR and watched them all at once.
Exactly.
The CW brings us Smallville.
Reruns.
Yeah.
Any Justin Hartley kidnapped episodes in that one?
I didn't check.
Okay, AMC American Movie Classic showing one of the dumbest movies you can ever see, Volcano.
Where earthquakes and lavas ravage at Los Angeles.
Yes, and people see lava coming at them and don't know what it is.
I thought it was funny because the next thing on after that is Escape from LA.
Which has another bad lava moment. Animal Planet, I Shouldn't Be Alive, trapped in a canyon. Okay.
Sucks.
By what? A coyote? His stuff doesn't normally work.
Well, Bravo reminds us that there's no crying in baseball. A League of Their Own is on, followed by Backdraft.
There is crying over on FX because they're showing Spider-Man 3.
Ugh. Emo and all. You just didn't need to shoehorn two villains into that movie.
Good job, Sony. Good job.
FMC brings us How Green Was My Valley. I don't know, how green was it?
Well, I could tell you, but this is a family show. Sci-Fi has a 2-hour episode of Sanctuary on this evening. Oh, that's all you...
Yeah, that's all I got.
Really? Because TV Land's got Cliffhanger. That's a Rennie Harlan film. That's a damn fine time. Cartoon Network has Batman Brave and the Bold featuring the JSA. That's right, the Justice Society of America. Before they're on Smallville, they'll be on a cartoon tonight. But if we're watching anything, it's going to be on the Hallmark Channel because a wishing well magically gives a celebrity journalist a new life in a small town. Jordan Ladd, Jason London, Tempest Bledsoe, and Ernest Borgnine all star in The Wishing Well. And she's probably wishing she was still on The Cosby Show.
Once again, it's time for Bag Old Mail.
Yes, indeed it is. Wow, I got to raise that one up. Okay, so first piece of mail, thanks, with like 4 exclamation marks. Today was much better. No shout out? I at least emailed, was trying to be nice in a joking way. Welcome back. That's from Variable Fighter 20, one of the henchmen who said that Monday's show had very bad levels all over the place. And apparently we've cleaned that up since I read his message yesterday.
No, and it's always important, you know, let us know about those
kinds of things. No, seriously,
because sometimes we can listen, but not always. So
I do appreciate it.
Let us know.
I was aware that stuff was going goofy, and I'm like now over paranoid as I'm watching all of my monitors, which isn't easy to do because I don't have two heads. All right, are the message here? Excuse me? The link to the donation for tea wasn't in the show notes on my website? Hey, Mr. Flynn, go over to my website, www.thejesusgeeks.com, and he's got ding, but that should be like a bell. You know, it should be bong.
Right.
And tell me what you see within my show notes for episode 94. I think it is there. Thanks for listening. That's from Chris, obviously, over there at the Jesus Geeks. So, hey, dude, I didn't say it wasn't there. That was one of the henchmen, so you guys fight amongst yourselves.
We just wanted to make sure that everybody knew.
Yeah, that... That it's remembernatalie.org. That's right. What you want to remember, which was in the show notes yesterday. So, and apparently also in episode 94 of Jesus Geeks, you can find it there as well. And if not, well, just, by God, go search on the internet. You'll find it with no problem. It's right there. But if you still have a question about it, feel free to ask us. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce and Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Like I said, Friday is a look at new flicks and your geek news coming up this Friday, January 15th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hi, I'm Chad Pfeiffer of Independent Animated Movie Chat. I'm here with director Chris Lackey talking about The Chosen One.
This is an existential road trip comedy.
Does it have robots?
It does.
Good enough. How about giant monsters?
A few, but...
Hopefully a ninja cradling a pirate.
Well, this is a movie.
What about cast? Who have you got, Chris?
Well, there's Tim Curry.
I am about to give somebody a spanking.
I'm the devil.
Laura Prepon from That 70s Show.
That sounds kind of cool.
Chris Sarandon, Lance Hendrickson, and Tracy Lords.
Maybe you want to come and have a look under my hood.
Sounds like you've got an all-star cast here. Who else?
You're in the movie.
Sold. Where can I get it?
$15.
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, owe me, oh.
But thechosenonemovie.com.
That's thechosenonemovie.com.
Come listen to Wapcaplets at wapcaplets.net, a gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
Hello there, boys and girls. This is Robert Llewellyn, the actor behind the mask of Crichton from the BBC television show Red Dwarf, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. You must be very, very clever.
Damn right you are. Way to be clever. Geek Radio Daily for Friday, January 15th, 2010. You know, The Chosen One is not in theaters today, and that's a damn shame because that was a good time. It was a good time.
It was.
You're just nodding at me.
No,
this
remember.
Is there, you need a there's a microphone.
Not a video
okay,
cast.
Fine.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Apparently, tons of people do. But they're not making that many movies for today.
No. I had on my list The Book of Eli. This is the one where Denzel Washington is running around in his polka lot.
Polka lot? He's got polka dots?
Denzel Washington.
Take three.
In post-apocalyptic polka dot wearing armor.
Post-apocalyptic
wasteland.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
To protect a book that holds the key to humanity's future.
And it's Fina from the Hughes Brothers, who, you know, brought us, gave us From Hell, which was a decent Jack the Ripper movie, but not a good adaptation of From
Hell. Gary Oldman is in this, and he's awesome.
There you go. He also gave us Dead Presidents. Dead Presidents. Sorry, okay. The Spy Next Door. Jackie Chan going the Dwayne Johnson route and making a kids movie. He lives next door. He's a spy. The kids don't know it. He's babysitting the kids. Next thing you know, wackiness ensues.
Oh, Jackie Chan.
I know.
I liked it better when you had a hard time with English.
That, you know, that was good stuff there. Limited release, you can get the Fish Tank. It's, you know, a touching story of a 15-year-old girl finding it difficult to relate to her mom's new boyfriend, which means there's no explosions or 3D, so.
Meh. There's The Last Station. In the tumultuous last year of Tolstoy's life, his wife and his leading disciple wage a battle for the author's soul.
Sure.
This is the thinking man's movie.
Well, yeah.
Avatar will still be number one.
Absolutely.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So Lionsgate, they're the leading bidder to the rights of Terminator. They've got an offer of $15 million and 5% cut of future gross receipts. So the Halcyon, how do you say that, group, which put the franchise up for sale in September, says that, yeah, this could be the one. It, you know, it was going to have to beat the best offer that they had so far by $500,000. If you still want to try to bid on it, you've got to beat $15 million and 5% of future grosses, and you have to put that order, that offer in before February 4th. You've got that long to make it happen. Please, somebody, get us some more. I like the last Terminator movie. Bring me some more. Bring me some more Terminator fantasticness.
Okay.
Or don't. I'm sorry.
I'd be happy to. I'm sorry. I'm just so fixated
on... Me too,
because
you'd have more than $15 million, and that would rock.
It would rock. If I had $15 million, I could buy an Apple tablet before it comes out. But I don't.
No.
It's expected to be unveiled in San Francisco on January 27th, but people on the internet are all aflutter about the Apple tablet. And there's this company, group, whatever, called ValleyWag, and they are hosting a...
You ValleyWag, you!
ValleyWag, an Apple tablet scavenger hunt. If you can find genuine photos, videos, or, you know, the machine itself, they are offering a cash prize. I can't believe they haven't gotten sued yet, but literally $10,000.
Sued for what? For people finding pictures and stuff?
Come on. Authenticated pictures. $20,000 for video.
Do you hear this, TMZ reporters?
$50,000 for picture/video of Steve Jobs holding it. $100,000 if somebody can get one so that they could actually play with it for an hour. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're really just hoping that somebody at Apple cracks. I'm sure their security, once they've seen this, has just been... Whew. Since people can Photoshop, they'll hold on to everything until the actual product is released to see if it actually compares to the real
right.
thing. If you have an entry, send it to Gabriel@gawker.com. And, yeah, this is going to be crazy.
Good luck on that. So... Titan Books is putting together an anthology of original stories set in the Firefly universe. Yeah. Jane Espenson is writing one of them, a 2,000-word tale about Kaylee and Wash. So apparently this is not a sequel to the movie or anything.
No.
No spoilers. There's been nothing about who's writing the other ones, but it's new Firefly stories. How could you possibly go wrong there? It's not the show. It's not another movie. It's not even a podcast of them all getting together, which would just really be sweet. But damn it, more Firefly is better than a lot of crap that's still out there today.
That's true.
That's true indeed.
On a kind of
can't
serious...
take the sky from me. Damn
no.
it.
On a kind of serious note, I have something I had found out about Alzheimer's and diagnosing Alzheimer's.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of terrible, crazy diseases out there. Alzheimer's is one that just really seems to... freak me out. I'm glad that I don't have any family members that are suffering from it. It just seems really horrible. But developers, scientists in the UK are working on an eye test that may be able to detect Alzheimer's and other diseases before the symptoms develop. It has to do with fluorescent markers that are attached to dying cells in the retina and can give an early indication of brain cell death. They've carried out this research on mice, but they're planning human trials. This is scientists at the University College in London, and they're hoping that there could be a, you know, a simple test that you go in for that could determine if you may develop symptoms for the disease.
Wow, if we can knock that one out, good God almighty. So 23-year-old Christopher H. Bofford from Clearwater, Florida, is the latest person to show up in probably both this show and my day job show later today, because... he's been arrested for fraud after he agreed to sell World of Warcraft characters online but didn't turn over the characters after he got the money. Christopher accepted $760 from at least two people in 2008, but cut off all contact with the buyers once he received payment. And as we all know, World of Warcraft people, they may not be able to beat you up, but they damn sure know how to use the internet to find people who can.
Who would pay that much money for a character?
Oh, that's, you should see some of the items people will buy from this game. World of Warcraft folks, I'm glad you have a good time, but I can't help but chuckle because, you know, I'd rather, you know what my THACO is and roll a die on a table my damn self. Geek Radio Daily, thanks for stopping by. Hope you have yourself a fan-fracking-tastic weekend. We will, somebody will see you on Monday, I guess. It's a holiday. Do we do shows on holidays? I don't remember. I'll have to consult the big book.
I'll be asleep.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Please, won't you drop us an email and tell us how cool we are. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce and Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me.
Emily from the wind.
Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
Chickens go on the roost. Must be bad guys.
Did the primary bumper battle just fall off my Gorham ship from Old Pyramid?
There's no place I can be since I found serenity. You can't take the sky from me.
This is the captain. We have a little problem with our entry sequence, so we may experience some slight turbulence and then explode.